active in this thing in zero G. Right now, Neil's got his feet on the forward hatch, and he can, with his arms, reach all five windows. He can reach down into all the LEB where the overboard drain is. He can practically reach everywhere in the cockpit.
Sound like Plastic Man to me.
I'm hiding under the left-hand couch trying to stay out of his way.
Hey, good idea, Mike.
Houston, Apollo 11. You got a cloud over the Houston area right now?
Roger. We just had a really big thunderstorm here about an hour ago. A couple of storms around the area, Mike, over.
Yeah, I see one fairly large and isolated one. There are a couple more off to the west, but this one looks fairly good size. It could very well be the one that just passed over you.
Roger.
Yeah, it looks like the Cape's been having a little bit of rain, too.
Roger, the one we had here came in from the west and is moving east, or nearly so, as far as I could tell.
And views through this section, fantastic. I can see Alaska right up along the limb. And I'm running the crosshairs right now down the coast of California. West coast is Mexico, Yucatan Peninsula, up around the Gulf, Florida, Cuba, down Central America. And I'm running into the stop right now.
Roger, sound like a pretty fantastic view.
Guys in the weather office at Patrick wanted to report on the top, but I guess all we can say is we're above them.
Roger, we'll pass it on to Metro. Houston, do you see any predominant weather systems as far as frontal type or any build-up of tropical storm type, over?
Not any large ones. There are a couple of smaller disturbances. Well, there's one maybe 300 miles north of Cuba, but it doesn't look cyclonic.
Roger.